So we're doing this whole fire catchers series, right? And if you were here last week, you would have remembered that we spoke about how do I capture fire or passion for living, okay? So I don't want to let that fire go out. We saw that there were four directions that we needed to look in. I need to firstly look back, because passion ignites when we look back at the amazing things that have already happened in our lives. Okay, so it's a look back. Secondly, we need to look around us. Are there things in our lives that we can use as stepping stones to go somewhere? Sometimes we feel stuck. Have you ever felt like, I'm going nowhere? I'm still in grade 9, and it's been like a whole month, you know? Am I ever going to get out of the school thing? And then suddenly you're done matric, and you're waiting for your results, and you're getting your license, and you're getting a passport because you're traveling somewhere, and suddenly life starts to happen. And what are those things in my world and life today that can help me move forward? We said that we need to look forward. What are some of the things that we want to do? I know Huli, who's passing the box around at the moment, really wants to travel. And I said, where do you want to travel? She said, I don't care as long as I just travel somewhere. Pick a destination. One day she's just going to go to the airport and say, can I have a ticket? They're going to say, where? I don't know, pick a destination. I just want to do it. How's that for a desire, a wish? She did then say California would be awesome too. Okay, so you got to put something out there, and who knows, someone opens their pocket, whether it's God through a human channel, and says, I'm going to make that happen for you. Okay, so look forward to everything amazing that can be in your future, and then look up. Passion ignites when we look up to the one who can actually help us succeed. Yeah, to God who can help us succeed. And there was this worksheet that we completed. If some of you weren't here, there could be a few more at the back. And you're welcome to do that. And go out and make things happen. Like Dominic this week, yesterday, taking 2 wickets. I don't care that your team lost. Dude, you took 2 wickets in your first game at your new high school. That's awesome. So just now he's going to be taking a 10-for. Okay? Get everyone out. That's his goal for this year. That's my goal for Dominic. So this week, I want to talk about fire for learning. And because we are borrowing a little bit from a movie that I created, some of you might have seen it, I directed it and wrote the script and produced it. Here's a trailer that I put together to show my new movie, which is called Igniting. I don't know if some of you have seen it. It goes like this. Some of you may have gotten to read my first book. It came out about 2 years ago, Hungry Pains. You might have read that one. That was child's play. When I introduced this idea that I came up with, that was going to look like childish games compared to what's happening in what I call the 75th Hunger Games. It's not the same anymore. In fact, those were games. This is a war. And I want to tell you that the arena awaits. So, you better train. Imagine if tomorrow you were going to enter an arena and Sean and Warwick and Dominic, armed with cricket balls and hand grenades and other weapons, came at you, and it wasn't kissing catches. It was to kill you, because only one can survive. Could you imagine us doing this on a Friday night when it's real? We give you weapons of human destruction, and we say the last one alive gets a slab of Dairy Milk chocolate, and the runners up, you don't have to come to youth anymore because you will be dead. Could you imagine how you would train? And everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. That's Paul writing about athletes. But the implication is that those of us who compete in a game that has eternal significance, how much more do we go into strict training? So come with me quickly to the training center, because if we're going to wage war, we need to train, right? I don't know if you noticed, but that's actually Daniela acting in that. Most of you didn't realize that. Cast as a person I called Catnip. I don't know if you have read my books. If you haven't, you really need to catch up. That training wasn't just for, well, you know what, I'm just going to shoot a couple arrows. You know, most of us have bought a bow and arrow at some point, those plastic things, and we lick it and shoot it on the ceiling. This is real. We're training. Do you remember that day that she horribly missed a shot and looked really stupid? Some of you haven't seen it yet. It kind of went like this.
Katniss Everdeen, District 12.
You know, it's fun in the training center. You get to paint your hands so you kind of look like a tree, right? Because one day you might need to hide yourself away. You get to shoot stuff. Better than shooting people is shooting like sort of, and we used a lot of computer animated stuff in the training center I designed. And it's you get to throw javelins through people, you know, because one day you just might need to throw it at someone who's walking up your front door into your home. You get to talk with each other. You get to talk about, hey, what do you know? You get to watch each other's strengths and weaknesses. You don't fight against each other much. I think there was a one time that we let someone fight each other. But in the training center, it's not real. But I want to tell you that it's real in the arena. It's blood-curdlingly scary in the arena. It's not a Sunday school picnic. You will have to make tough decisions. You will get wounded. You will get bruised because the arena is real. So train like you in the Hunger Games. Take life as if you have been picked, your name has been called, and you need to make sure that you are ready for what lies ahead. Why? Your life depends on it. Some people kind of like would say to themselves, I must train a bit harder because I'm not really ready for dying, basically, round about now. It's about learning, right? It's about learning and improving. You don't want to shoot skew when that moment comes when your life depends on it. And what is a learner? Always open to explore new ideas. Wow, there's something new. I need to read about that, learn about that. Interested in what others know. Hey, so you know something. How did you take those wickets? How did you get the ball to swing like that? Which way do you hold it? Where do you put your fingers? Do you put it across? Where do you put the ball? And wow, it's so technical to be able to actually do that. It's not just throwing stones. I'm going to learn from what someone else knows. And I'm always going to learn until I'm 17. Then I know it all. No. Some 18-year-olds even need to learn. Some 50-year-olds need to learn. We'll see a bit later in this program, an 80, 90-year-old is still learning down in New York. And so I want you to turn to the person next to you, and I want you to tell them about a new truth, a new idea you learned, the most recent new thing that you learned. What was it? What's the most recent new thing that you went like, wow, I didn't know that. Okay, go. You've got a minute. I have to tell you this. I cannot contain my excitement because I have just learned something brand new that I never knew. My friend Luke read in a book, he reads books, people, that a samurai sword can cut through three people at the same time. Whoa, we're going to try that Friday night. Any volunteers? Shalom. Just four of you volunteer, then we'll pick one to do the sword. Learning something new. How many of you actually can say, I learned something this week? Well, I hope so, because your guardians and parents are spending a lot of money on schooling. I often say to my kids, like, so what did you learn today? Oh, nothing really. I'm like, I want my money back. You know, if it's like 10,000 rand a month, I want at least 400 Rand back. Okay, my maths isn't that great. Well, I want to suggest, and this is another movie I wrote, which is not big at the moment. It's pretty much, I've archived it. But this proverb says that wise men and women are always learning, always listening for fresh insights. You want to be wise? Then learn, listen, ask someone, hey, so what did you read in a book this week? You know what I mean? Were you on the internet this week? What did you learn? Like, wow. Because unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, but I think children can teach us a lot. Peter, when he was small. Okay, not quite Peter. Maybe Gail. But Asian. I want to challenge you that you need to become like a child and learn like a child. Now, what do I mean learn like a child? Well, I'm going to suggest seven things and hang this message around seven things. I didn't know where I got this picture from this week. I found it in a Google image search under the word imitate. Last night at a birthday party to celebrate Daniela's 16th and her mum's 27th. Let's be conservative. So cool, right? How many of you have watched babies? Don't they do just that? Everything you do, they do, even the bad stuff. And I think learning in the beginning, before you specialize, just start to draw from others. Imitate, receive, you know? If someone's playing guitar, all you need to do, if you're trying to learn, find someone who can strum a bit better, who's got a slightly more flexible wrist, who knows how to hold a chord and can play a G major 7th over 4 frets, and just copy them. And once you're done with them and you've downloaded all that they know, shoot them in the head and find someone who's a little bit better. Well, don't do the shooting thing, except with a pea shooter, right? But find the next person. Imitate them until eventually you're like, yo, Santana, you know, how you doing with the guitar there? Can I copy you? Who's your guitar hero? Move on up. Imitate, copy. Children do it really well. I think we should see a bit more of this children later. If the children do a revised version, we'll see. But hold, watch that space. Number two, ask. Don't children drive you nuts? Why? Why? What are they doing? They're opening them up to learn. They're going deeper, deeper, deeper. Each question, they have this insatiable desire to dig deeper. Done. And you can get to China, apparently, or Australia, whichever one is right underneath us right now, right through the earth. And it's about digging. It's about specializing, getting down deeper, mastering some field. My prayer is that every one of you will go on to master something. And I'm going to show you in my next slide a young man who has mastered stuff and is rocking this world, and he's not from North America. Love North Americans, but this is one of us. So I was told this week about CK, about this young guy, great name, Mark Kaigua. Okay, cool guy. You Google him, pages of Google, just him. Now you can Google me, there's pages, but in between there's other people. I'm like, hey, get out of my Google search engine. Have you ever Googled yourself? I got some Stuart Titley in the UK, but we're very few and far between. But this bro, he's LinkedIn. He is Facebooking, tweeting. In fact, I went to his blog. He has this short section where he talks about who he is, a consultant. He's from Kenya, East Africa. He speaks about how he's a professional speaker and he's available to speak. He's speaking all over the world. He's just back from Addis Ababa, impressing government. You'll see just now in his video clip. He is mastering digital content and films, even games. There's some amazing games that have been created. I think we need to, like, not just buy from, you know, the other continent, but see what's been produced. He says at one point, listen to this, I've tried my best to be one of the best connected people in East Africa. How's that for a goal? This guy's making it. Not only is he making millions, but he's impacting the global world. Thought about Africa, how companies can work in and through Africa. He's 25, 26 this year. He's a kid. He's a baby child. He's like still like doing that dance stuff in the video. He's young. He's just out of school. He lectures at a university in the UK. This video is part of a whole video promo on him put out by the university. That's you. But you've got to master. You've got to pick an area. You've got to go deep. You've got to say, I'm just going to pick up a camera and shoot on auto. I'm going to find out what all the settings are. I'm going to drill down. What is your field? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? And are you going to be a master? I want to suggest another thing that kids do is that they imagine. parents sometimes get a bit frustrated because kids can imagine themselves, I'm going to grow up one day and I'm going to be the richest farmer in Africa. And parents are like, oh, you can't really do that. Maybe just like sell a few peaches, you know, from like a table outside the garden or something. But this child is imagining the world, and it's because their mind is open and not closed. If you ever find yourself saying, I know that. Yeah, I know that. Stop yourself. Even if what you've just been told is the most obvious fact, tell the person, whoa, tell me more. Okay? When you tell me like about the sword, I don't say like, well, I could have found that out on YouTube, and you know what I mean? I could have read a book too, one day, one week. I'm like, no way, high five. Thank you for the info, dude. Where did you read it? What's the reference? You know, what's the source? Because I want to know more. I want to be open-minded. And don't be afraid that you're so open-minded that your brain leaks out. That doesn't work. The mind is pretty well enclosed in a little cavity known as hair. Be open-minded. Spit out the pips later, but be open-minded. I read this week, and it just stuck with me. In times of change, the learners will inherit the earth. Sounds like a beatitude, right? While the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with the world that no longer exists. That's why the boomer generation in America who stopped learning were pushed aside by the Gen Xers and later the millennials. Because when generations solidify, you go through a phase of life where you think, well, I know it all, now I'm going to settle down and have pudding, you know what I mean, and just chill. No. Those who keep learning find as the world adapts, they are able to score and do things that in their wildest imagination they wouldn't have thought possible. And certainly that older generation doesn't think possible. I don't know if you've ever fallen down, but kids fall down all the time. They get owies, don't they? They go boom. You know, it's like, I remember I was changing Keegan, and I'm always to blame for any sort of like damage in my son. He's 20 now. But I was changing him, and on top of the washing machine, turned around to get something, and this dude decided to do a bungee jump without a cable. And as he went falling down, and it's not that high, the washing machine, right? But he's like a 9-month-old or something. What I did is I kicked him. Well, not kicked him, but I thought, you know, like when a cup falls, what do? You like kick it, like, you know, it's a glass. You think that's going to help, right? Because it just goes bouncing across the whole kitchen. And what you're picking up glass all across the whole kitchen. So I like do the kick thing, heartbreak his fall. This dude is screaming blue murder for, I kid you not, Debs, how long did Keegan scream for? For like an hour or something, you know? And there's always this talk about the day Dad dropped the boy on his head. Hectic. But he got up somehow, climbed back up eventually. Well, he doesn't do the washing at home, but you can understand phobia and how they develop. Fail. How many times has he missed? 900,000. How many times has he not given the winning dunk to take his team to the final? 27 times. Because he does it so much. Imagine if he gave up after the first one. Well, let's revisit that thought just now. Because there was a chance when Michael never gave up before he became what he is. Alvin Toffler, who's like a futurist, real old guy, he says the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. Those who are illiterate, it's not about reading and writing, but if you can't learn, unlearn some stuff, it's kind of like in the brain, you learn and the things get all connected, and then you need to undo those neural connections to learn something new. You've got to be rewired, and then you've got to relearn. Even Yoda apparently says, he says, unlearn what you have learned, you must. Ne? Wise words from a very wise old father. What do I need to unlearn and relearn, not just what I need to learn? Kids also act, often before they're ready to. They'll put on that Superman black, the red scants on the outside of their jean pant, and then they put on that cape and they jump out of a window. Whee! You know, and then the parents are like scraping them off in the garden and putting them back together. And hospital bills. I mean, if you're a parent, you know, that same kid who's hopping off a washing machine is first day of holiday club in Linden, hopping out of a tree to impress a lady, I believe. Broken arm. Ashley breaks her arm at McDonald's. I mean, I don't know, Ashley. That's the most creative thing. Well, it was a re-break of a break in school or something like that. Kids act. They don't like things safety first. I want to tell you, don't be average Joe. Be like a super Joe dude. You know what I mean? Get off the couch potato, and go for it, okay? Get out there. I want to show you an incredible example of this old dude, Hero. His son says about him, always look ahead and above yourself, always trying to improve on yourself, always strive to elevate your craft. That's what he, my dad, taught me. Do you want to see the dad in action? I'm thinking when I saw this, it's going to be kung fu for sure. I'm older. The job that I've dedicated my life to, he says, to be a sushi chef. You've got to fall in love with your work. It's essential to check every detail. I want to tell you as well that not only do you need to follow children in imitation and each one of those others, but you need to persist. When people want to pull you back, when it's tough, when you look up and it's a very long way to go, you need to persist. Could you imagine if any one of them gave up? One of those brilliant geniuses said, I'm going to take that advice from you. I'm going to quit doing what I do. I'm going to give up. This is too hard. What would have been the impact, the loss? And that's just a handful. Google any of the famous failures clips on TV and have a look. The moment you stop learning, you start to fall behind, start to stagnate, and start to quietly die from the inside out. Shalom, if you want a picture for your brilliant blog, which I read the whole of it yesterday and played catch up from your last however many I know posts, you need to stick that out there, that quote. When you stop learning, immediately you're falling behind. It's not like in 10 years' time, immediately you'll stagnate, you quietly die from the inside out. Always be learning. And finally, laugh, have fun. Learning doesn't have to be serious. Ask the roller babies. Have fun learning. Learning doesn't have to be boring. Here's the reminder from Ecclesiastes. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. The guys that change this world are young, not old. They're not. The old guys just keep going with something they invented when they were young. You have a chance. This world is not done improving. This world is not done looking for the next innovator to change the world as we know it. How many of us could have dreamed that in 2014 we would phone a person and not a place? When I grew up, we could only phone a place. You couldn't phone a person because no person carried a telephone wire connected with them. Someone went dilly and crazy. You are living a brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more what is right and trying constantly to be more and more like Christ who created this new life in you. May that be your life's motto, that you are learning more and more, that you never give up learning. If that glint is gone from your eye, go and hang out around someone who knows something and learn from them. And you will impact the world. Father, I pray that we would be those who would so learn and innovate and step out and persevere and pick ourselves up when we fall, that we would bring about a revolution in our lifetime. May we look back one day, Lord, and think about someone in this youth group that we might not have necessarily given too much time a day. And may we be slapped on the back of our head and may we be gobsmacked when we realize what they've gone on to accomplish in life. May that be me. May that be the person sitting next to me this morning. May we change this world because we have a fire for learning. In the incredible name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Next week, we're going to be looking at a fire for loving. You don't want to miss that. Be learners or die. This is the games, people, and it's not a game. Have a fantastic week.